views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, this is Tim Darter.
And this is Steve Kramer.
Welcome to Spirit Fire Radio.
It's so great to be with you, and thank you for joining us for the next hour. We are here with a very special man. And, you know, Tim and I very, very rarely mention this, but, you know, we run a meditative retreat center. We're often talking about the mechanics of meditation and the ways that you can add mindfulness into your day. And we so rarely discuss the fact that we actually run a meditative retreat center in Western Massachusetts. And as I'm looking at this amazing book that we're going to talk about in this hour, I realize that where Tim and I's passion lies so much is creating an environment for people where they can really find themselves, gives themselves sort of like the space.
The pause.
And the pause to sort of find that true core inner self. And we've got a guest on today. His name is Chaney Weiner, and he has written a book that is a virtual trail map. It's the field guide. If we literally provide the forest, this book of his is quite literally the trail map. It is called Because This Is Your Life, and the author is Chaney Weiner. Chaney, welcome.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate being here. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Well, I'd just love to tell the listeners a little bit about you. So you're the founder of Chaney Institute of Human Potential, and you know, the list goes on of radio shows, of different media outlets, Hay House Radio, Martha Stewart Living. You've been on Transformation Talk Radio quite a bit. So really, you're just this authority on human potential and on personal development and this book. So I would love to read the subtitle, How to Live a Meaningful Life While Feeling Respected, Appreciated, and Recognized for Who You Are and All You Do. My goodness. Chaney, can you tell us, this book is just chock full of so much valuable information. Your inspiration, I mean, where did all this fodder come from?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned at the beginning, about a minute or two ago, about it being a trail map, and that's really what it is. It's a journey, and every person, every human being has a journey, and they have one that's unique to them. So the whole idea behind the title, Because This Is Your Life, is basically the epitome of that, but it's for each person based on their uniqueness, based on what's most important to them, and really ties in with their life and what's most meaningful for them.
Wow, yeah, indeed, and congratulations. The book is really quite something. This is your first book, yeah?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's certainly not your first endeavor. I mean, you've got just, an amazing cart full of amazing works that are leading toward this book. I see this book almost as a culmination, it feels like, almost, of so much of what you've been doing thus far, huh?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, and the book, well, you know it because you have it, 354 pages. The biggest challenge I had in writing it was keeping it under 500 because I had really two books in me while writing this, so there were certain things that I didn't put in there that's actually going into the next book. So, yeah, I mean, it might be my quote-unquote first book, but to tell you the truth, it didn't feel like it. It felt like something that I've been doing my whole life.
Indeed. And that comes across, I mean, within just the first juicy pages of the book. So let's get right into it. We often talk on this radio show about the practice of living awareness. So that is Spirit Fire's own meditation practice. And we've in the past invited guests whose life purpose or their job, their passions sort of bring forward one of the tools of the meditation practice. And we've got 14 steps in the practice, and we just began a new round. So a new round of the practice means we're on step one. And the first step of the practice of living awareness is smile. So we thought it's so wonderful to have you on this show because for this particular step, because so much of that step is about appreciation. When we smile, we are really in a place of appreciation as we begin a sort of journey into anything, that journey being our life, being ourselves, or being beginning a meditation practice, or even a new round of a meditation practice. To just sit for a moment and smile in appreciation means so much. So that word, Chaney, is really important in this book, and one of my favorite words is appreciation. So tell us in your words a little bit about that very special word.
Yes, indeed. It is a special word, and it's interesting because this whole idea of feeling appreciated, it's a feeling. It's a feeling that's at the core of every human being. There's very few things that you can say in life that's true for 100% of the people. This is one of them. Every person wants to feel and be appreciated, and especially for who they are and all they do. Yes, you hear a lot. I know you guys are aware of this, that a lot of people talk about being happy and the purpose of life is happiness. That's important, but there's something that goes beyond that, and that's this whole idea of feeling appreciated, because every person is different, but yet we strive, in essence, for the same things in life, but it's just based on who we are. And the key thing there is, you know, for who we are, our uniqueness, and to feel, and especially to be appreciated for it.
Indeed. And that happy is a tricky word. I agree with you there. You know, because what makes me happy doesn't necessarily make you happy. So what's your happiness is not necessarily my happiness. And right there, we've almost got conflict. Like, well, I'm happy in this situation. Why aren't you happy? And so when we get to the deeper sort of understanding of happiness being, what is it that makes me feel joy, makes me feel sort of appreciation for where I'm at? And then if we can get either deeper within that or rise above it to notice that we're all connected in that place of feeling good within what it is we're experiencing. That it's not about my happiness versus your happiness, but it's about, can I feel appreciation for what I'm doing? And can you really appreciate that I'm appreciating?
Yeah, and actually, see, the whole thing with the happiness, I know a lot of people hear about it, talk about it. That in essence, well, not in essence, but that's a fleeting emotion, if you will, because the bottom line is every single human being, and this is another one of those things that's true for every person, and this is the world according to me. Take a look in your own life. Every person listening, take a look in your life. There's moments where you're happy. There's moments when you're sad. And believe it or not, both serve a purpose. And I actually talk about a sad moment in my book that really changed the course of my life. But what I'm really getting at here is this whole idea of feeling appreciated is really, it's the driving force, and it's not that fleeting emotion like happiness. Happiness is important. There's a place for it. There's also, believe it or not, a place for sadness as well. But again, feeling appreciated, the happiness that people feel really stems off of them feeling and being appreciated.
And, you know, we really wouldn't know the happy moments, unless we had the sad. Sometimes we need that contrast. We sometimes need to be in a dark place to sort of realize when it is that we've found the light. And so sadness is very effective. You know, there are times that brings us to a place of empowerment, and it actually shows us our path. It shows us what we need to do to move away from that. So it is often an up and down, I find, an up and down journey. But actually, appreciation is pretty steady. And that's what's so beautiful about this moment in the practice, if I bring it back to that, is if you can just sit and you can just smile for all that you have and all that you are, and just for this, a choice to sit down, the choice to take a moment to yourself, a choice to take a deep breath and find all that you have at your service, at your disposal right now, really you'll find that there's appreciation lying there. And appreciation is there at all times for everyone if they just notice.
Yeah, that's the key thing, and you just said it, that it's there for all the time. It's there all the time. Let me go back. I want to share that story that I just alluded to a minute ago about that sad moment that I have. We have a few minutes for that, correct?
We're going to go to a break in about a minute. So just give us a little teaser, and then we'll go to break, and we'll come back and hear about it.
Yeah, well, it's centered around, I just graduated high school. I was 18, and a girl who was my girlfriend, she broke up with me over the phone. And I still remember getting off the phone, and I just left my house. I went to walk around my housing development where I lived. It gave me a chance to clear my head and to just really reflect on everything that took place. This was a sad moment for me, and as a result of that, I ended up meeting a guy who I know who's still my friend to this day, and it changed the whole course of my life, and I actually appreciated her doing that, and it just transformed my life. So that sad moment helped, because if that didn't happen, the course of my life would have changed. I wouldn't have met this other person. I probably wouldn't have been friends with him. I would have ended up going down a path with her that really I wasn't destined to anyway.
And it was a path that you chose for yourself. Listen, we're going to go to a break, and I want to talk about that more. Great.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Change things that I feel.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. Today we're talking with Chaney Weiner. And Chaney, right before a break, you were telling us about a story of yours. I'm going to let you continue with that.
Yeah, it was, just to quickly reiterate, I was senior in high school. Well, I just graduated. It was the summer right after, it was a week after I graduated high school. A girlfriend I was with, she broke up with me. It was a sad moment for me. So I went out and in the housing development I lived in, I went for a walk around the development, cleared my head, and I said, okay, there's going to be a change in my life, and I just felt it, and sure enough, it led me down a different path. I met a particular friend who I actually spoke to last night that I'm still friends with, and it just sent me down a different path in my life. Now, I appreciated, even though I didn't have a conscious feeling at the time, but I had a sense that I appreciated that moment. But what was also interesting, and this is something that I didn't really see at the time, but I did get clarification on a number of years later, is that she actually appreciated me enough to break off the relationship. Mm. And the way, and the reason I know that is because she actually touched base with me 25 years after that, I'm giving age away, and we were talking, and she pretty much said that she broke off the relationship because she didn't want to put me through what she was going through at the time. Mm. So that is a form, not that's, and she didn't come right out and say, well, I appreciate you, but my take from it was that her doing that, it was her saying without saying it, you could say, well, without her saying it, she actually appreciated me enough to, like I said, to break off the relationship, and it allowed me to go my own way.
Right. And what I love about hearing your story is you saying, you know, first of all, I love hearing you say you went out to clear your head, because, you know, we're in the business of meditation, and that's what it's all about, is really giving yourself space to process and space to sort of reconnect. And whenever we are in a relationship and sort of perhaps our happiness or our sense of ourselves is dependent on somebody else or on a relationship or on the solidity of that relationship, on its success, you know, we're in kind of shaky waters there, but it's this opportunity to sort of go down one's own path on your own and basically say, all right, I'm going to clear my head. I'm going down a different road. And what's that going to bring me? And there you were, you know, life basically offered you somebody who would be a lifelong friend, offer you insights. And really, I'd say you probably magnetized somebody who would be a greater reflection of what you already knew deep inside you after reading your book. There's plenty about life situations that you know about in this book. But it's that opportunity to sort of tap into ourselves and not be dependent on somebody else for our sense of self-worth. You talk about that quite a bit in the book, especially in this difference between self-worth and self-esteem.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you bring up and talk about this, because it actually is leading into what I was going to bring up anyway. And taking it back to that particular story at that point in time, and again, I was 18, I didn't realize things in the way that I do now, but looking back on it and just knowing how I felt at the time, when she broke up with me, I was relying on self-worth. In other words, I was looking at, or self-esteem rather, I was looking outside of myself for her to bring something into my life that quote-unquote at the time made me feel good. And that's self-esteem. I was relying on, let's just say, things outside of myself. Self-worth is when you rely, it comes from within. It's not dependent on what others think or say about you. It's not dependent on what somebody does or doesn't do. It's what you feel about you. And at that particular point, that gave me a big lesson that, again, is one of those stepping stones in life. It gave me a lesson. And again, I didn't realize it at the time. But, and I was relying, like I said, on self-esteem. And that she probably wasn't fully aware of what she was doing, but after, like I was saying before, when we reconnected 25 years later, I connected the dots and I saw what was going on. She actually did me a favor, and it gave me a lesson to not rely on what other people think about me, but for me to come from within and how I feel about myself. It also gave me a greater appreciation of myself and who I was at the time, and it allowed me to grow as a person. And really, it paved the way for me to help others do the same thing.
Sure, and it's that appreciation of you being able to look back and say just that, I appreciate this. Like, I can appreciate this difficult situation. I can appreciate the breakup. Maybe even appreciate that it was done through a phone call, so there was no belaboring. It's pretty easy to just hang up a phone.
And it was pretty sudden at that.
Out of the blue and unexpected, huh?
Yeah, in fact, you know, let me bring up something else since we're talking about this whole self-worth thing, and it's some, because I want to give everyone listening a takeaway. And this is something that I do every night as part of my gratitude journal, if you will. And it's a very simple question. And the question is, what is it about who I am that brings value to the world? Ask yourself that question. What is it about who I am? And obviously you'll ask yourself this. What is it about who I am that brings value to the world? Key part here is about who I am, not who others want me to be. It's about who I am. And just take the time to answer. I do it every night. I've been doing this every night for the last 6 years. I have maybe about 1,500 different reasons that I put in there. And you can also say, well, what is it about who I am that brings value to my marriage? What is it about who I am that brings value to my friendships? What is it about who I am that brings value to my career, the people I serve? You get the idea. Just fill in the blank with whatever it is that applies to you. It's a very powerful question, but the answers that you come up with, it not only elevates your self-worth, but it also allows you to feel, back to our theme, appreciated for who you are and all you do.
And also meaning. You know, I love that, to lead a meaningful life. You know, you talk about that quite a bit. And I see in asking that question, you're actually then fostering this sense of my life does have meaning. You know, I think we don't often review all of that. We don't sit down with ourselves and say, I'd like to take stock. And when I look at all of these finer points of who I am and what I've accomplished and what I have going on around me, simplicity, you know, of could it be my family? Could it be my job? Or is it just simply myself? All of that is meaningful. So, you know, meaning is finding that meaning, I find, is intriguing and comes up quite a bit in your book.
Yes. And I'll also add along with that, that this whole idea of finding meaning, and this is what I'm about to say, is really one of the top two main themes. And not only, you saw the book, so you'll know what I'm talking about, but it's also behind what I teach, how I live my life, and how really the world is designed to work. And that is, we live in a quote-unquote a two-sided world. That means, and I alluded to this earlier, every person is happy and sad. Every person has moments when they feel up and moments when they feel down. We have moments when we're nice, we have moments when we're mean. We're both. And not only does realizing that add meaning to your life, but it also gets you to realize who you really are. Because there's a lot of people, and I don't say this in a derogatory way, but there's a lot of people who go around, they'll put up a facade in person and then, you know, out in the public, and then behind closed doors, they'll download all the negativity, if you will, onto the people who matter most to them. And that's not, I understand that there's a privacy factor that comes in, but the bottom line is, we are not put in this world to be a one-sided fantasy person. As I say, we have both sides to our nature. Now, this doesn't mean that you go out and be mean to people and be disrespectful. It's just to understand that, hey, you know, there's going to be days that come up where you're going to have an off day, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't want to have people feel pity for you at the same time. So it's this balance. And within that balance, again, is this whole idea of feeling appreciated. Because, and I talk about this in the book, especially in the case of a marriage, a relationship, or really when you're dealing with anyone, when somebody cares enough to know who you are and they can see that you're having one of those down days, they can appreciate you by just really backing off, giving you your own quiet time, giving you your own space, and having you just, like you guys are saying, you can even go into a meditation and just come out of it that way. But when someone cares about you, they'll know enough to do that, and that's a form of appreciation.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And there's great wisdom in accepting that life has got its ups and downs, and in the partners in your life, in your family, in the people around you, knowing that you are aware of that, and so that it's not the end of the world. You know, we're going to have down days, and I love hearing you say that again and again. We're going to have these down days. We're going to have days where everything's not just adding up, and sometimes that can be a point of departure. You know, that is where we make the effort to try something different. To know the dark days is to also then know the light days. We need them both. And to sort of accept the fact that I'm going to have a down day. Just give me some space. Let me go through it. Let me find my way is half the battle. And how beautiful if we all would have somebody in our lives that can not only appreciate us for our downtime too, right? Appreciate for the times when we're not looking so pretty inside or out.
Yeah, I mean, after all, in every quote unquote down, there's a quote unquote up, and in every up, there's a down. And you know, it's interesting because as we were talking about this, you guys know who Byron Katie is, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I'm so sorry. Made me think of the birds, which made me think of music, which made me realize we're going to go to a break. Byron Katie, as soon as we get back. Sorry to be so abrupt. We'll be right back on Spirit Fire Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for joining us on Spirit Fire Radio. We have, for the last half hour, been talking to Chaney Weiner, and he is the author of an amazing new book called Because This Is Your Life, How to Live a Meaningful Life While Feeling Respected, Appreciated, and Recognized for Who You Are and All You Do. Chaney, welcome back.
All right.
Hey, you know, I just would love for our listeners just to hear some of the subtopics. So we had mentioned before, you know, Tim and I run this, the Meditative Retreat Center, and we provide the space both meditatively and quite physically for people to sort of find themselves. And as I was looking at Chaney's book, I was realizing that this is literally a trail map. I mean, this is a trail map to find yourself, and I'd love to just read within the table of contents just some of the articles. You know, passing the gratitude test, the people who impact your life, the hustlers and the go-getters, a lifetime of mentors, the anger of feeling good, and the F word. There's just really some juicy stuff. And every article in this book is really a really wonderful, heartfelt, insightful sort of guide toward appreciation. We've been talking about that word so often. There's also an institute. You are the founder of the Chaney Institute of Human Potential, and there you're dedicated to empowering people in seven areas of life. I just want to ask you about that because we're sort of so fascinated with numbers here. You know, we've got this 14-step meditation program that's divided into two sets of seven, and we've had an entire show talking about the number seven. And, you know, when I saw that you had divided sort of helping people out, empowering them in these seven areas, I found that fascinating. Here's the number seven again, and I'll read them. It's financial. These are the seven areas that one might be looking for empowerment. Financial, physical, family, mental, spiritual, vocational, and social. So, Chaney, where did these seven areas of life come from?
Well, before I get to that, when you say mental, it's really mindset. No, I just wanted to clear that up. Where I came from is, well, let me take a step back. I originally got involved with fitness because I was always into sports, and then I got into fitness, and that was the path I was going down. I love fitness. I was a fitness trainer, trained people, personal training. I did all that. But the thing with that was, as much as I liked doing it, there was another part to it that I wasn't doing that I loved doing. And that is, well, what about the other areas of life? Because after all, when I was training people, yeah, they were coming to me to lose weight, to get in shape. Most of them were coming for quote-unquote motivation. I don't really teach motivation. I teach inspiration. But the thing was, when they were coming to me, well, what about the other areas of their lives? What about what's going on with their finances? What about their family lives? You know, what's going on with their mindset? What about their career? What about their social network, their friends, and what about the things that have a deeper meaning to them, their spirituality? So that's really where that came from. And the thing was, when I was training people fitness-wise, it really didn't give me the opportunity to bring those areas in as much as I would like. Every now and then, I get the mindset, the mental aspect of it, but I really couldn't get into the other areas. And that's why I ultimately transitioned from fitness into what I'm doing now, and that's why I call it the Chaney Institute of Human Potential, because every person's human potential involves those areas of life. Yeah, some you could say it's five, some you could say it's six. Like you were saying, I like the number seven. When I play baseball, I wore number seven. I just like the number. When I used to go to Atlantic City and play roulette, I would number seven. When I used to play the lottery, which is about 20-some-odd years ago, the number seven. So just the number seven is always there. But more importantly, how do those areas intertwine, weave into a person's life? Because, again, here's another one of those things that applies to every human being. Those areas come into every person's life in some way or another. It's just a question of how and in what way. And so that's why I do what I do, and that's why I have those areas in that you mentioned, why I teach those and why I bring those into what I do and how I help other people in doing it.
Well, I can certainly see how sort of a lot of the guidance you provide would sort of, would lend itself to any one of these. And we talk a lot about the physical body on the show. I mean, really, we've got this vehicle, you know, we're born and we've got this physical vehicle that we need to take care of. You know, it's also got, you talk a lot about feeling and you talk about the mind, and really all of those things are our feeling nature, our mind nature, our mindset, as you say, and our physical body really adds up to this vehicle that if we go deeper, we need to have all of those aligned. We need to have all of those in working order. So it's great that you started out with the physical body. You know, certainly we need one of those, and there's much to be discovered. We find in meditation, you know, the breath is so dynamic. We can learn so much just by being mindful with our body, but there's so much more to that. And one area that I noticed in the book that you talk about the little big things. It's something that we say all the time within the practice of living awareness is small things are big things. That, you know, within the practice of just sitting and noticing the breath, that these little small things, even within our physical body, can lead us to wanting and learning and gaining knowledge about really, really big things. And I'm glad that you noticed that in your training with people, huh?
Yeah, I love the whole, like what you were saying, the little big things. And there's so many of them in each person's life that, I mean, there's tens of thousands of them, because they're going to be different for each person. What I talk about in the book, to keep it in line with what you guys are talking about with the meditation and everything, one of the things I mentioned, well, there's two things I mentioned. One, the difference between being heard and being listened to. That's one thing. But the other part of that is this whole notion of just being silent, because there's certain times, and you notice, and those of you listening notice, that being silent, even though sometimes it takes great restraint in doing so, but just being silent and listening, not only to yourself, but also to other people, that's another form of appreciation. And if it's towards yourself, it's appreciating yourself. If it's towards someone else, it's appreciating them. Think about it. How many times have you been in a situation where you maybe got mad at yourself or upset with yourself over something you did, and you just vented and you let it out, versus taking a step back, being silent, listening, trusting your gut, trusting your intuition? Believe it or not, that's a way of appreciating yourself versus just flying off at the handle. And obviously it works the other way as well when you're dealing with someone else. And the word I used before is great restraint. It's something that's, I could say for me, certainly not now, because I pretty much have it down, but throughout the course of my life, there were times where I just let it out. And whether it was towards someone else or towards myself, versus taking a step back and being silent and listening. Let me share a quick story. And this just took place about a week and a half ago. I just moved to Arizona. I just joined a new gym. And I'm working out in a gym. And I was doing bicep curls. And a guy walks over, just literally bumps into me and says something like, "Well, I'm just trying to get the weight." He was being somewhat rude. I took a step back. I didn't say anything because I knew there was something else involved. So I just let him do his thing, let him say his thing. I went about my business. About 10 minutes later, I come back. I see that there's a dog with him, a black lab in the gym. Well, it's a seeing eye dog. The guy was blind. And he, you know, obviously he was blind. He bumped into me. Obviously he didn't mean it. But by me taking a step back and being silent in many ways, I appreciated, you know, that was my way of showing appreciation versus just flying off at the handle at him, which most people probably would have done. So it's little things like this, being silent, listening to someone versus just hearing them. And another one is when you're having a face-to-face conversation with someone, you look in their eye. You don't turn around and look away. Little things that are big things in life.
Yeah, presence. And I'm hearing presence in that, like really understanding your place and your presence and giving yourself that time. Certainly this whole week with the practice of living awareness, so much of that is taking a long, slow, deep breath. And that has a lot to do with receiving a situation and saying, you know, you followed your instincts in that and said, there's got to be more to this. You know, my sense is, because I've taken the time to know myself and appreciate myself, my sense isn't to react right away. Maybe take a breath, take a step back, and allow myself to respond. And there's so much of in your book about the subtle nuances between these words. We were talking earlier about self-worth and self-esteem and sort of reaction and response. There's so many gems in this book about these subtle nuances in words and really taking the time to reflect on them, understand their energies, and I really appreciate it. Jody, listen, we're going to go to one more break, and we will be right back. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back in a sec.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are joined today with Chaney Weiner, and we're talking to him about his book called Because This Is Your Life. Chaney, welcome back.
All right, ready to go.
Awesome. Yeah. So before we went on the break, we were talking about words. We were talking about the importance of words. And there's, you know, subtle vibration between words like happiness and appreciation and this idea of responding to a situation or reacting to a situation. I find all throughout this book, there's sort of a pondering and a considering the vibrational difference of approaching words differently. You know, would you have a few words to say about that?
Yes, and I like the way you bring up the vibrational, the energy part of it, and a perfect example of that is something that every person does this at some point in time. It's not, what I like to do is, I like to say, when I talk about things, I say, it's not to look down on people, but it's an awareness thing, and this is a perfect example of that, and it's something that we do all the time, and I want to make everyone aware of it. It's called shoulding all over yourself, and that's S-H-O-U-L-D. How many times do you find yourself saying, I should do this, I have to do this, I'm supposed to do this, I need to do this, I must do this, versus, I love doing this, I'm inspired to be doing this, this is what I've always dreamed of doing, I choose to be doing this. The big difference in the energy in those words, because I don't know anybody who gets up in the morning and says, I have to go to work, I need to go to school. No, it's, I have to go to work. I'm supposed to be going to school. I've got to be doing this. No, there's a big difference. When someone says, I love doing something, it's, I love speaking about what I love doing most. I love being with my family. I'm inspired to be doing fitness training, whatever it is for you. There's a big difference in the energy. And I know many times, because this is something that we come across, you come across this all day, every day. Those, and again, it's another one of those little big things, the shoulds, the have tos, the got tos. Pay attention to that, because believe it or not, that makes a difference in your life, the path you go down, and it also makes a difference in whether you're appreciated or not, because if you find yourself saying, I have to go to work, I should be doing this, and you're doing something that you should be doing, the probability is you're not going to be as appreciated as you would as if you love doing it, if it's something that inspired you. Again, big difference in the energy of the words. Watch your words. Words mean a lot, and certainly the energy that goes into them is what dictates what comes out of that in your life.
Indeed, and choice. You know, I love that you mentioned the word choice.
Choice,
you know, yeah. Just sit and feel the difference between, like, I choose to go to work today. It's totally empowering. Then I have to go to work today. And you're right. Who's going to appreciate you for being someone that has to do something and is begrudgingly doing it? But you can be really appreciated by choosing to do something and then going and doing it. Everybody can appreciate someone for having the will and the, you know, sort of the gumption to say, ah, I'm going to do this and it's my choice. Certainly, yeah. I love that. Oh, go on.
Yeah, and let me mention something else about that, because you could be doing something that you really love doing. You give off that energy. People can see it. They can sense it. But you know what? There's still, no matter what you do, there's still going to be certain people that you come across in your life. And sometimes it's going to be family that are just not going to appreciate you no matter what you do. So I don't want to give a one-sided, let's say, version of, oh, if you go out and do what Cheney's saying, everyone's going to appreciate you. No, there's going to be people that no matter what you do, you're still going to get that from others. In fact, there's a quote I talk about in the book, and it's, when a tree grows to the sun, it must shed branches along the way. Putting that into real life is, again, there's people that you're going to come across that for some reason they're just not going to appreciate you. And you know what? That may be family members, it may be friends, it may be an acquaintance, but those are people that really it's going to involve you shedding them, if you will. Now, they may leave your life, they may come back in your life, they may leave your life permanently, but the whole idea is to just understand that this is the type of stuff that you're going to deal with along the way. They're not bad people, it's just in many ways, it's for them to figure out who they are, because they're not appreciating themselves, which is why they're not appreciating you. So, again, one of those little big things, be aware of that, and it's okay. It's okay, because after all, you want to be appreciated for who you are and all you do. And there's, you know, the people who don't appreciate you for that, okay, shed that branch, move on, and continue on with your life and doing what you love doing.
We see that all the time at the retreat center. You know, we've got people who make a choice to give themselves a weekend retreat, give themselves even a personal retreat for themselves. And so much of their conundrum is that their family, their work, giving them the time off, giving them the space to actually take that time for themselves, and this sort of worry of, you know, are they okay with it? Or they didn't want me to go away, but it's really something I feel I need to do for myself. So it's often, you know, how do you approach that decision with your family, with your work, and with yourself? You know, is it something that you chose to do for your own good, and everybody is going to either, you know, they're gonna see the results of it and appreciate that you made a choice for yourself, or they're gonna resist and push against it, and you're gonna either give in to that and not have such a great weekend, or you're gonna let them be, not be dependent on what their needs are for you to be doing for them, and to have them realize that if once you give to yourself, you're really giving back to everybody. And you know, that is a certainly a lesson that I saw come up time and time again in this book, is that, you know, really self-respect breeds respect from other people. Self-appreciation breeds, you know, being appreciated from other people, and recognizing that really that is something worthwhile to step back and really take the time to develop within yourself. So Chaney, tell our listeners, you know, how can they get their hands on this book?
Yeah, they can head on over. I have a special site for the book. It's called becausethisisyourlife.com. It's the title of the book, becausethisisyourlife.com. The book's free. I just ask that you pay for the shipping. It's $7.95. If you get the book on Amazon, it's $17. And when you get it from me, from my site, the site I just gave you, I also have a video series, a free video series that goes along with it. What does it take to stay focused? Because that's another hot issue, being able to stay focused. So you get that with the book as well. So be sure to check that out. And I am going to say it, pick up the book, because I wrote it for you. Okay, yes, it's my story in there, but I parallel that with how it serves and benefits you in your life. And that's what my, not only the intention of the book, but it's the intention and my mission in what I do. And I talk about it in the book, to help in people, to help others. So it's to help you, to help other people, so they can help others as well. So again, it's www.becausethisisyourlife.com.
Beautiful. Well, I did find myself in much of this book. So you really did write it for me. And in writing it for me, you're writing it for everybody. So really wonderful book. And really, we thank you for taking the time to be with us today and just talk about life. This is our life. So, Chaney, thanks again. We'd just like to tell our listeners once again, the Practice of Living Awareness is Spiritfire's own meditation practice. It's free. It's online. You can find out more about that at spiritfireradio.com. will then link you to spiritfire.com. So all things Spiritfire. We are just starting a new round, and we'd be happy to have everybody join in and participate in that. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It's totally free and led by Donna Mitchell Moniak. She has been on the show several times. She's the founder of our nonprofit, Spiritfire. So, Tim?
We'll see you again next week on Spiritfire Radio.
Thanks again, Chaney, for being with us. It's been great.
Thank you for listening to Spiritfire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.